you're listening to Consider This, episode 167, for January 30th, 2017.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, thanks for listening to my little corner of the podcast universe. This is the 10-minute or less show called Consider This. I'm Doug Payton, here with my conservative commentary and your feedback. That's right, the more the merrier. Stop by the website at considerthis.ctpodcasting.com for all the varied ways to get your ideas to me. That's CT as in Conway Truth. Kellyanne Conway's Alternative Facts and an Oath of Truth Demanded by the Media. That's coming up. I'd like to welcome a new person to the Facebook page, Debbie Garace. I'm sorry, Debbie, I know I'm butchering it. Anyway, she's the latest person to like the Facebook page. Now she will stay in the know with articles and political cartoons that I post from time to time on there, and she can comment on them as well. Brilliant move, Debbie. Glad to have you on board. When Donald Trump was elected president, I was stunned. But after that, I knew that this podcast could not simply be his cheerleader. Conservatism is a philosophy, not a party. And while I figured that Trump would do more things that I agreed with than not, the ratio of agree versus not was likely going to be far smaller than any other Republican in my memory. The good news is the prediction is holding. The bad news is the prediction is holding. Take Kellyanne Conway, please. Now, as I noted in the Facebook group, if she was a Democrat, she'd be hailed as the first woman to ever head a successful presidential campaign. Since she's not, she wasn't. Glass ceiling breaking is only worthy of mention when Democrats do it, apparently. But her 15 minutes of fame are up, at least for me, because of a phrase she used recently. The subject of how many people attended or viewed Trump's inauguration was something of a brouhaha in the first days of his administration. I have no doubt this was the media's way of getting an early dig at the Donald right from the start. Yes, Obama's first inauguration had huge record-setting crowds. He was the first black U.S. president. How could the crowd not be the largest so far? Whatever. But pointing that out was too much for Trump's ego, apparently, and his press secretary, Sean Spicer, had to come out and give the White House press a dressing down on how, quote, this was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period, both in person and around the globe. Close quote. And he backed it up with some dubious stats. Okay, let's call him out on the stats. That's fair game. But the story didn't stop there. The media had to highlight this for days. While Trump was signing executive orders to halt U.S. funding of international abortions and limit the Obamacare penalties, the media, and many of my Democratic Facebook friends who were similarly distracted, was hung up on trivia. Yeah, Trump shouldn't have been hung up on it either. But then that means the media, who has been telling us the dangers of a petulant president, is just as petty as Trump. That's a real feather in their collective caps. There's some irony for you. And since it takes two to dominate the news cycle, the media did their part to allow their indignation to seep out onto the front page. During the brouhaha, the networks spent 12 times more airtime on the press secretary's stats than they did on the Obamacare executive order. In a subsequent meeting with Spicer, ABC's John Carl prefaced his question with a request that Spicer swear an oath of truth.
Before I get to a policy question, just a question about the nature of your job.
Yeah.
Is it your intention to always tell the truth from that podium, and will you pledge never to knowingly say something that is not factual?
It is.
Now, if y'all can help me out here, has the press corps ever done that to a Democrat? I will say this. John Carl asked good questions of Obama's press secretaries, too. He once asked Jay Carney if the promise of keeping your doctor under Obamacare was still in play, and Carney spent the next 90 seconds saying, yes, but maybe no, but of course, yes. I don't recall asking for an oath of truth then. Okay, where were we? Ah, yeah, Kellyanne Conway. So a day later, Ms. Conway is on Meet the Press, and Chuck Todd asks her the burning questions of our time. That is to say, he wanted her to discuss the crowd size brouhaha. Conway, trying to buttress the administration's position and that of its official spokesman, tried to put the best spin on it that she could. Todd said that Spicer used falsehoods to make his point, and Conway came back with this.
What you're saying, it's a falsehood, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that. But the point remains.
Alternative facts. Yes, she really said that. Did she mean to say additional facts? It doesn't matter. And besides, there are stats that contradict what Spicer said, so he was simply wrong on some of them. She did make a good point that the pool writer for the media reported that the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. had been removed from the Oval Office, and that the report of that hit the wires to thousands of media outlets, and that it was entirely false. That's a good point, but it doesn't excuse her. Other spokespersons have spun the truth until it no longer resembled anything recognizable. It does not excuse her. No spokesperson should ever have to explain alternative facts. There are facts, and there are falsehoods. Now, it's true that two people can take the same facts and come to different conclusions, but the facts are the same. Sorry, Kellyanne, if you haven't jumped the shark yet, you're at least on the ramp. And just to put the icing on the cake of complete and utter fail, let's do a quick game of Name That Quote. In response to this thing with Kellyanne Conway, a big name in journalism said this.
Listen, we simply cannot, I don't mean journalists or the White House per se, none of us can go into this world of alternative facts. Listen, 2 + 2 = 4. That's a fact. There's no alternative to it. Water runs downhill. That's a fact. It snows in Alaska. There's sand dunes in Saudi Arabia. These are facts. The idea of alternative facts, this is a propaganda tool.
This from a guy who put forth faked documents in pursuit of a story, who is either gullible or dishonest enough to try to smear a president, and for doing so, got a movie made about him called, ironically, Truth. Yeah, Dan Rather. If Conway has jumped the shark, Rather has been gobbled up by it. So, here's where I tell you how to get your thoughts to me and onto this podcast. If you're thinking, yeah, I've heard it all before, well, then you should take advantage of it. What are your thoughts about Trump's spokespeople? Let me know about this or any other topic by calling 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280. If you want to write me or record your own audio and email it to me, the address is considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. And of course, there's the website with pointers to all this and more at considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. The show notes include a transcript plus the links and videos of everything I referred to in this episode. I want to get your ideas right here on this show. That way, we can consider this.